This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 7th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Over the last week, 12 Iranian Christians were arrested in the cities of Tehran, Karaj, and Malyar, reports International Christian Concern. No information is available on specific charges at this point. However, it is known that the Muslim authorities searched the Christians' homes specifically for Bibles, Christian literature, and communication devices. The United States' daily death count from the coronavirus has dropped to 650 on the five-day running average. That's only 27% of what it was when it peaked in April. Praise God for His mercies on the nation. Other news sources continue to report new cases as on the increase, but fail to provide the number of tests conducted for comparison purposes. California's death rate by COVID-19 is averaging 90 per day, registering no increase since April, and totaling 6,400 deaths so far. That compares to an average annual death count of 14,000 by lower chronic respiratory disease and 6,400 deaths, the exact same number, from influenza. But California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a 14-page document regulating church worship in the state on July 1st. The document requires that churches, quote, discontinue singing, end quote, to the Lord, reports the Sacramento Bee. Psalm 40, verse 3 tells us, He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Responding to recent mandates, Pastor Toby Sumter of Cross Politic blogged over the weekend. He wrote, quote, We have been patient with the virus scare and deferred to our magistrates for several months. But now that it is clear that the statists only approve of gatherings that are violent and anti-Christian, it is high time for Christians to gather peacefully for worship to protest the insanity. And if they try to interrupt us or require us to put something over our mouths to muffle our praises, we should cheerfully refuse. And if you live in a state that has explicitly prohibited singing in worship, you need to attend worship and sing at the top of your lungs, end quote. 14 murders in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend. That exceeds the daily COVID Chicago death rate of 6. 3 for 3, the U.S. Supreme Court has sided with killing babies in 3 different cases just last week. The latest has been a refusal to rein in the bubble laws, preventing pro-life activists from engaging in free speech anywhere close to an abortion mill where babies are killed regularly. The justices also shut down pro-life legislative attempts in Louisiana and Indiana in 2 other cases. Jeremiah 5 asks an important question. An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power, and my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? Pew Research Center has completed their Global Attitude Survey on homosexuality. There is a massive global divide on the sin that God describes as an abomination. Only Eastern Europe condemned the sin of homosexual behavior. By contrast, South Africa, India, Turkey, South Korea, Japan, South America, and the United States saw major increases in public support for the sin. The most pro-homosexual countries were exclusively Western countries. First Sweden, and then the Netherlands, Spain, France, the UK, Germany, and Australia. And in just 6 years, the United States increased its support for homosexuality by 12%. What economists are calling the retail apocalypse continues this year. Forbes reports that 8,700 stores are closing this year, following 9,300 stores in 2019, 5,700 stores in 2018, and 8,000 stores in 2017. According to USA Today, the number of stores which close could skyrocket to 25,000 by year's end. The CDC has issued guidelines for U.S. schools when they reopen this fall. The government will require 6 feet spacing between desks, will mandate students to eat lunch at their desks, will close the playgrounds, and will insist that students and teachers wear cloth masks throughout the school day. On the other hand, parents could homeschool their kids. Perhaps the Lord is using the COVID crisis in a unique way. Man knows not his time. Charlie Daniels of the Charlie Daniels Band fame passed away yesterday of a sudden stroke. He was 83 years old when he entered the gates of heaven. He left his wife behind of 56 years and one son, Charlie Daniels Jr. Throughout the last 30 years of his musical career, Charlie Daniels confessed faith in Christ in the words of his song, Heart of My Heart.
I was blinded by bright lights, lost in the darkness, and sin kept my life in a world. Lust, greed, and money, and sensual pleasure mark the boundaries of my narrow world. I was headed for hell, but as far as I fell, your spirit still followed me down. And when I hit the bottom and cried out for mercy, you picked me up off the ground. A heart of my heart, rock of my soul, you changed my life when you took control.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 7th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.